Sharm's blog, Wednesday, February 16th, 2005.
Commuting to work ain't what it used to be. Join Sharm on www.sharmarari.com, the blog and commute cast.
Good morning, Internet, and welcome to another lovely day of driving with me, your host Sharm, on his way into work. I talked about on yesterday's show how I was going to start using little post-it notes and just sticking them up on my dash in the car so I could see them while I was driving and know off the top of my head, you know, what I'm supposed to be talking about just in case I run out of ideas. And while I said I was going to use post-it notes, I searched all over my house and couldn't find a single pad of post-it notes, and, you know, how pathetic is that? But I did actually, you should be proud of me, but I did actually still do a little mini show notes for myself, just to keep me on track, sort of, but it's just on a sheet of loose leaf notebook paper over here, so every few seconds I gotta, like, reach down, grab my paper, look at it, see what I'm supposed to be talking about, but shouldn't be that big of a deal, and hopefully I'll get myself more organized as we go along. Well, anyways, I talked about yesterday about how I was waiting on a FedEx package with the Griffin iMic, that way I could do some recording right on my laptop, and it did sure enough come in, but unfortunately I had to go over to FedEx to pick it up on my way coming from school yesterday. So I went over there, picked it up, signed for it, brought it back home, hooked it up, and I recorded two promos. I recorded one for Matthew Bischoff's show, ESC Podcast, and one for Adam Curry's show, The Daily Source Code. So I've sent both of those off to both of their podcasts, and hopefully I'll hear back from each one of them soon, and hopefully, even better, hopefully they'll actually stick those recordings on their actual shows. So that would be kind of cool, and that would be really nice, actually. So I'll wait and see if they email me anything back, and I'll stay tuned into both shows because I'm subscribed to both, and see if they put me in on their next shows for tomorrow, or I guess today. Another show that I was checking out recently is the Don and Drew show, because I keep hearing the two of them mentioned, and I'm like, what's the Don and Drew show? What's the big deal? Because they seem to be one of the other big names out there. So I tuned into their show yesterday, and it was pretty cool, pretty interesting. Definitely far out there, not your typical podcast show. So if you need entertainment, I guess adult-rated entertainment, then go check out their show. It's donanddrew.com. I believe that's the address. I could be wrong, but they're linked in my blog right now underneath podcasts and blogs or favorite podcasts and blogs. So besides that, I was prepared to bitch about the weather for today, like I normally tend to do, because we're supposed to be getting rain, but yet the sun is out this morning, and I don't really understand. Ooh, let me try to make it through this light. The sun is out this morning, which really doesn't make any sense at all, because it's not at all what these forecasters were calling for. They were calling for rain, like 70% chance of rain, something ridiculously high like that. And let's see what the car says the temperature. So the car says the temperature is 47 degrees, and I believe yesterday it was 42 degrees when I told you all what the temperature was, so it's definitely warmer outside here in Northern Virginia this morning, and I mean, it's cloudy, but the sun's coming out, so I mean, I was hesitant yesterday to just go out and wash the car because I thought it was going to rain again the next day, and that would have sucked, but now I'm like, I don't know, maybe it's not such a bad idea. So I grabbed a little microfiber towel in my car, and I still have a little punch card to the car wash that's nearby my work, so I'm debating just driving through it on my way into school. Can't have the Z looking dirty, people, come on. But anyways, they're still calling for, or the last time I checked the forecast, which who knows how much it's changed since last night, since there's sun out this morning, but it was also calling for rain on Saturday, which kind of sucks. But it's not that cold, not as cold as we're used to, which is a nice change for once. Now there's that cop directing traffic up. But see, I've got to drive through two schools on my way in to work each morning. How much does that suck? I'm going to cut you off, buddy. I need to get to work on time, because I left 10 minutes late once again. Nothing new there, but should be able to make it in, because I speed through the 25-mile-per-hour school zones, because they never usually keep any cops around here to make sure people aren't speeding. And watch me get pulled over while doing my podcast. I'll be even worse. I'll be like, what are you doing? Oh, well. Anyways, let me get back on subject. Where's my show notes here? Okay. Oh, Yeah, I was going to talk about school for me. You know, Tuesdays are my pain in the ass days, and I've got three of my classes. I've got, what do I have first? Come on, short, think. I have first in there math, you know, for practically 2 hours, and he was basically going over, because I have my first exam in this class. Basically, our grades in math are 4 tests, and that's pretty much it. So if you don't do good on them, then you can't pass the class, because they don't grade homework. There's nothing really in there to bump up your grade besides those 4 tests. So they consider them midterms, which I guess you could, or he actually just calls it an exam, which basically it is. So I have my first one of those on Thursday, and everyone in the class is panicking, including me, about it. So tonight is going to be my major cramming night for studying, because last night I was just sort of getting caught up from homework I didn't get done on Monday night. But I have that midterm on Thursday in calculus. It's math 114, like calc 2. And then I had a little bit of break in between for lunch and stuff, and then I went into history, which was boring as hell, but lucky for me, they have Wi-Fi. Well, you can, it's not really Wi-Fi in that building, but just, I guess, the way the classroom is positioned, the seat that I had, and the fact that there was a window, and that I was pointing directly at the Johnson Center, I was able to pick up the Wi-Fi in there and get on internet. It was such a weak signal, it kept dropping me off every 2 seconds, but it was enough to get online for a little bit, so, and avoid his boring lectures, but it sucked. That class, we're reading the Odyssey in that class, and of course no one reads it, because he assigns something ridiculous, like 5 chapters a night, or 5 books, I guess, is what they're calling the Odyssey. No one's going to read it. No one has been reading it. That's just the facts. So we get in class, and he's, like, looking around the room, and of course no one brings their books, and, you know, I fortunately had mine. He makes this stupid comment. He's like, okay, well, if you guys don't bring in your books, I'm going to call on the people who don't have their books to read. I'm like, okay, that makes a lot of sense, but basically he's trying to, like, get back at people who don't bring their books by telling them that they have to read. How the hell are they going to be reading the Odyssey in class if they don't have a fucking book in the first place? But he made such a big deal out of it. This old guy who's our history, I'm not even going to give him the credibility of being a professor, because he doesn't really teach in that class. It's not even a lecture period, it's a recitation, but I guess he gets paid like a professor does, but he does jack shit as far as I'm concerned. But that class is a joke anyways, Western Civilization. History is a joke to me, period, but, you know, well, sure, I'll get some people bitching at me for that, but I don't know, waste of time for me. Anyways, then we get to an interesting class, Computer Ethics, and of course, she grades us on participation. And this is a class I had after history. She grades us on participation, so we're pretty much required to raise our hand and answer or provide comments and feedback, which is okay, but the past 2 classes I've been, because that building actually does have Wi-Fi in it, I've been sitting on Instant Messenger, so not a good idea. I was taking notes, though. I was taking notes, but I wasn't really participating, and she actually does ask you your name. She does write down when you answer things, so I was, like, raising my hand, like, left and right, and but what was kind of cool is she assigned an essay, and I'm, like, freaking out here. I'm like, oh, not an essay, because it's 5 to 6 pages. And yeah, it's not a lot, because when it's double-spaced, I mean, what is that, like 2,000 words or something? I mean, I've done more easily, but I was worried about what the topics are going to be. She mentioned the first topic, and I was like, damn, I could write about that. I mean, I'm sure Jeremy could do an even better job considering the website that he has, but it was on basically peer-to-peer file sharing, and is it legal or not? I mean, is what it boiled down to, but she didn't ask it out that she didn't simplify the question that much, but it was basically like, take the side of the U.S. courts, take the side of the attorneys for MGM that are, you know, arguing that, you know, pirating movies is illegal, but, I mean, seriously, everybody does it, so don't even sit here and deny that you've never had Kazaa installed on your computer, that you don't know what Napster, old school Napster is, or any of that stuff. Don't even kid yourself for a second. We're all guilty of doing it, so, except for me, of course. Because you guys all know my name, and I don't want to see FBI agents and crap coming to my door, or the RIAA, or Motion Picture Association. What is that, MPAA? Motion Picture Association of America. Wow, I'm getting sidetracked. I wrote down all these things to talk about, and I've only gotten, like, through 2 things on my list. But anyway, she moves on. She moves on further along, and she's talking about our other topics, and then she gets the last one, and it's about blogging, and she's like, is there, what's the future of blogging, how's blogging improving communications, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, wow, okay, I can write about that. So that's what my essay topic's probably going to be. I think I can write a lot about that, considering that I have personal experience. I've been doing blogs for a while, even before I moved over to charmandmary.com and started doing the whole Typepad and podcasts. I've been around. I've done the Live Journal. I've done the Blogger.com. I've done MSN Spaces. Jeez. I just finally found a service that I like. Well, then again, I said that about everything else. We'll see how long I stick with iPad. But anyways, so that was my update on school today. I just have my same classes I had on Monday, sociology and English. So just got to get through those, go back and work in the afternoon and go home. And then, yeah, since I bought the treadmill, I've been doing that every night. I'm actually running on it, which is surprising because I didn't think I was going to be doing that for a while. But, you know, one day I was just like, what the hell, let's see how fast this thing can go. So I went up to 6, and doing that for a few minutes, you're just like, oh my god. Well, I don't even know about a few minutes. I don't usually look at the time on the thing. I mean, I stay on there for a half hour, and I think I'm going to start staying on there longer, considering I'm not doing any other workout besides the treadmill. I mean, at the gym, I usually stay at the gym for an hour, but I was varying my machines. I was going treadmill, bike, weights, stuff like that. So I think what I'll do is I'll start just staying on there a little bit longer to make up for it, I guess. That's true. Like Billy was saying, like my friend Billy was saying to me, it's not how many miles you go or how fast you're going. It's how long you're doing it and how consistent you are. That's where you start getting the real benefit out of that type of cardiovascular exercise. Listen to me, cardiovascular, big word. But so I've been doing that and trying to keep up with it. I've been doing basically, there's a little dot and matrix display on the side that, or not even dot matrix, but a little, sorry, had to cut people off because the metro box. Aw, no, I got stuck in these assholes. Oh, now I know why everyone's going slow. They put a stupid speed trap in the middle. Is it a speed trap? Franconia Station crossing guards needed. For more info, call blah, 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 blah. Oh, it's just a stupid police sign, but it looks like a speed trap. Whatever. So, anyways, yeah, so I've been doing this workout and keeping up with it. I mean, I'm trying to go over 200 calories each time that I go on there, so it's a bit of running. So, anyways, yeah, they have this little display that's like dots, and it goes around in a circle, and it's basically one lap, and of course, a lap is a quarter mile, so once you've done 4 laps, it's a mile. But I basically do a half a lap. Well, I start out at first doing a whole lap of running, then a whole lap of walking, then a whole lap of running, but then I get tired after a while, and I'll just do a half lap of, which I guess makes it even harder, doing a half lap of running, half lap of walking, half lap of running. So I've been doing that and keeping up with it. I mean, it was only, 3 days now that I've done that, so I'm going to try to keep up with it. Hopefully I'll see some results from that soon. But let's see, what else did I want to mention? Oh, yes, my gripe against Dodge SRT4 owners. So I'm driving from school yesterday, and this punk in this black SRT4 with some joke of a body kit on it starts, like, revving up alongside me. So I'm just like, you know, I felt like being mean and rolling down my window and saying nice neon or I love the four-door or just something else to insult him because, it just kills me, these people. I mean, okay, yeah, I love the WRX STIs and the Evos, maybe because they actually cost money and you don't see these little jerk of teenagers driving around in them. But this stupid idiot's driving around his $20,000 Dodge SRT4, and okay, maybe it'll go faster than my 350Z in a straight line, but give me a break, people. It's a four-door neon, and you're driving a sedan. It ain't no sports car, but they're trying to soup up these cars and make them into something they're not. It's such a joke of a car. Give me a break. Anyone buying an SRT4 has got to be, now I got to get in the right lane, and how am I going to do this? Yeah, bitch. Slam down your brakes right behind me. Better not run into my bumper. Ugh. I need to get in the right lane. Ugh. Will you let me in, buddy? Don't be a dick about it. Okay. People can be so damn aggressive. It's not even funny out here. Oh my god, ow. See, he's turning on the same side street as me. I'm like, thanks for being a dick and not letting me in. Jackass. I'm like the nicest person. Y'all are hearing me like cussing out this guy and I'm like, I'm the nicest person. No, but I can be so nice and let people in. And it's like the one time that I want someone to show me some kindness, and let me cut in front of him. This guy won't. And what's he doing now? He's like sitting on my ass. Whatever. I'm turning up here. Go around me and quit being a dick. Oh. Jeez, I haven't even gone through my whole thing. What things to talk about? Oh, yeah. I'll probably mention real quick. There's a G35. Wow, only 15 minutes. It normally takes me 20, and I left late. What the heck? What time is it? Oh, 2 minutes before I'm supposed to be in. That's good. Yeah, there's this Infiniti G35 meet on Sunday at 11 o'clock, I think, over at Tyson's 2. And they're just meeting on the top of the garage at Macy's, and a bunch of the 350Z people are going to meet up, and I'm going to join up with them, and we're going to go up and crash their party. No, we're not. We're not G35 haters. We're just cooler, because who needs a backseat, honestly? Well, I guess they're arguing you need a backseat for other reasons. And I'll get into that at some other point. I'm not going to ramble on. I need to find a parking space. I need to get into the office. But I think I did pretty good, considering I had a whole list of things to talk about, and I didn't even get through. Jeez, I had like three other things to talk about today. You all should be proud of me. I managed to ramble on and sort of... Oh, look at the sun out here. I sort of stayed focused. Oh, this sucks. Feel sorry for me. I have to park all the way in the back. See, I'm going to get my car washed. I feel like getting it done. Because whenever I park on this side of the parking lot, my car always seems to get targeted by bird shit. Sucks. Oh, well, I'll quit whining, and I'll let you all go on with your daily lives, and I'll go on into the office and get this uploaded. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and stay tuned for tomorrow's show. Take care.
You've just listened to Sharam's blog and commutecast from www.sharamamiri.com. Subscribe to the show today by visiting the website for details.